Who are some of the Christians who have been most influential in my own life and thinking? Well, certainly we could go back to Augustine, and as an early theologian, so many of his concepts ended up shaping my thinking, largely through the people whose thinking he shaped. Certainly Luther in the Reformation, not only his theology, but his courage, the example that he was in standing up against an established system through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in his life. It's just almost unimaginable what Martin Luther did, and other reformers as well. John Calvin, in terms of theology, in terms of the organization of his thoughts, I like to present things in a pretty systematic way when I'm dealing in nonfiction. Of course, fiction is completely different, but I would say that Calvin's structure and his theological organization, as well as his basic theology, I don't agree with it in every point, but in most points, the bigness of God, certainly true of Luther as well. Then in more modern times, certainly people such as Jim Elliot and Nate Saint and the five missionaries who died at the hands of what were then called the Aka Indians. And that happened just a few years after I was born, but when I became a Christian in 1969 and read Elizabeth Elliot's Through Gates of Splendor and then Jim Elliot's his journal, The Shadow of the Almighty, had a terrific impact on me, just sold out. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Corrie Ten Boom and her book, The Hiding Place, and the story of her courage. I really resonated with people of courage, Brother Andrew, God Smuggler, and the things that were being done there, and Richard Wurmbrand, tortured for Christ. Those things all had an influence on me. Later, when I learned the story of Eric Little of Chariots of Fire and his boldness and sacrifice on an athletic level to not run a race on a Sunday when he had convictions against that and basically give away a gold medal he was virtually certain to win, and then he had the opportunity to run instead in a race that he was not as qualified in, and he won a gold medal in that one. But even if he hadn't won a gold medal, the story was a great story, and then for him to end up dying in a Japanese internment camp in China during World War II is just a very, very powerful, powerful story. So I think Amy Carmichael and her work, tremendous influence. But then I would say that the three who really influenced my thinking the most were, as a young Christian, and continue to really, A.W. Tozer, Francis Schaeffer, and C.S. Lewis. And I'll never forget reading A.W. Tozer the first time, and then later, especially when I just absorbed his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, this huge view of God, this sense of no compromise in terms of who God is and not setting up idols of our heart. Tozer said, the single most important thing about any one of us is what comes to our mind when we think about God. And that is so absolutely true. And all of Tozer's books have had a tremendous influence on me. Francis Schaeffer, who was coming out with new books when I was a young Christian, Genesis and Space and Time, he is there and he is not silent, back to the God who is there, Escape from Reason, True Spirituality, all of these books were so formative. I remember writing a letter to Francis Schaeffer and then having him respond and send me a letter. And when I get a handwritten letter in the mail from Francis Schaeffer from Le Brie in Switzerland, it blew me away, which is one of the reasons, by the way, that I can't respond to every note that I get from people. But I make it a policy, if it's a young person, if it's a child, if it's a teenager, even if it's somebody who's college age, which I was when I wrote to Francis Schaeffer, I want to respond to them because I know how much that meant to me. C.S. Lewis, who also had a great influence on me, was always responding to mail that he got from people. He felt it was a discipline, he felt it was an obligation, and he would do it with a typewriter, or he would dictate and his brother Warnie would type it up, or maybe Lewis would scratch out a letter and then Warnie would type it and send it. But we have lots of letters from C.S. Lewis. Many have been lost. Most have probably been lost, but the letters that he wrote to children, that's one of my favorite books of his, Letters to Children. But all of those people and others had a tremendous influence. Another one was R.G. Letourneau, a businessman who gave away 90% of his income to support God's work all over the world. I think we need to read biographies. I think we need to know the stories of people who have gone before us and then ask God to use their examples in our lives.